We're back with Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us. For the past several months, Lake Effect's material culture contributor Jennifer Fields has been asking artists throughout Wisconsin a simple question. If you had just one tool at your disposal to practice your craft, which one would it be? For some artists who already use only a select few tools to create their art, it was an easy choice. Others simply couldn't or wouldn't choose. Fields recently posed the question to Milwaukee artist Joshua Hunt, who's been experimenting in multiple forms of visual art and with multiple tools throughout his emerging career. Hunt typically works in abstract and conceptual media, from drawings to sculptures to photography. But he stepped out of his comfort zone to take on the one-tool challenge, using a primitive medium and a tool that fit nicely as he explores human experiences throughout history in his creations.
I tried to represent the dawning of a new age that stands out or rises above the hardships that the world has had to face in the past.
But you chose for your medium wood. Was this a piece of found wood? Was there any prep to this, or did you just find a piece and start working on it?
Well, the whole piece itself has been a journey. The board or the panel itself was found or rescued. The tool that I chose was the axe to manipulate it and to destruct it. So for me to have essentially rescued this piece and then destroying it with an axe, through that whole process I came up with something new.
Where does this axe take you in the process of working on this piece? What is going on in your head as you're doing this?
Well, anywhere from the feelings of exultation to aggression and anywhere in between. Using the primitive tools, like the axe, to create a work of art has been, a journey in itself. So, I have to use my most basic human instincts while wielding this thing to make some art.
Now, is the axe your primary tool, or do you work another media?
This has been the first time that I've chosen to use an axe as my tool of choice. For this project, I tried to, have a lot of fun with it. But then, primarily, I work in drawing and painting and photography, sculpture. I pretty much run the gambit when it comes to the mediums that I try to experiment with.
Did working in this medium this way do something different for you than the other ones didn't? Because painting is fairly quiet.
Yeah.
Sculpting clay, quiet. Talk to me about what tapping into this side of you did.
This is a liberating sort of experiment. In a lot of the other fields that I've worked in and mediums that I've chosen, it's been very formal by the book, but this has been the act of just me using my strength with the panel has been sort of inspiring, and I think that it might take my work in a different direction as time unfolds.
When you're painting, there's an amount of control that you have. Do you feel you have that much control when you're working on a piece like this?
Well, for me, I've had to hone my target and really focus on what it was that I was making. And for me to just really focus on, where my axe was going or where I was painting with the axe head, there was a certain limit of control that I had, but also, my aim would differ from my actual target. So that's where I get a lot of irregularities and mistakes. And, and I think that's where a lot of the beauty in this piece comes out.
When you saw this board, when you rescued it, did you have a notion of what it would be, or did the axe, like you said, painting with your axe, which I think is a beautiful way to describe it. How much is this preconceived ideal of what this would be, and how much did you select to do axe and the wood do what it was going to do?
When I first picked up my board and my materials, and there was actually a journey when I actually found my tool of choice, I had a vision in mind of what it was going to look like in the end, but from all the planning and preparation that I made, my final product turned out a little bit different. I think what came out of the final product was something that was very natural. And if I were to have really deliberated and overworked it, I don't think it would have had the true effect as it does right now in sort of this natural state.
Why do you do this?
Oh, why do I make art? Because if I didn't make art, I wouldn't. It wouldn't be the same sort of experience that, as a human. I need to create, otherwise my life would be very boring and dull. And in this process and in the work that I've done, it really defines the person who I am. And also it helps me gain an understanding of the influences that that I see every day in our world.
Contributor Jennifer Field studies material culture at UW-Madison, and she's the curator of It's a Material World. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. Field's introduced us to Milwaukee artist Joshua Hunt. And that is our show today. Lake Effect Weekend airs every Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. You can also hear our weekday version of Lake Effect at 10 in the morning. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for making us a part of your afternoon. Lake Effect Weekend is heard on WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, your NPR station in Milwaukee. Stay tuned for Weekend All Things Considered. It's coming right up.